relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
You are listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
It's a breaking news kind of day. If you missed the first hour of the show, why? What's your excuse? You better have been trapped under a heavy rock. I'm serious. If you do have a good excuse, don't forget to download the podcast. You do not want to miss what I revealed about the NSA and not just Tucker Carlson, but myself. Wherever you get podcasts, you can find America First. We have an app. You can listen 24/7 if you download the America First app. And don't forget our new Rumble channel, already over 350,000 followers. Rumble.com/Seb Gorka. Who needs YouTube? That's Rumble.com/SEBGORKA. Right now, footage from Norristown, Pennsylvania. Bill Cosby, who has been released from prison on a technicality, incredibly, after 3 years, despite admitting to his crimes, is about to give a press conference. If there's anything significant, we will share it with you. And on top of that, the man who brought us the known unknowns, the known knowns, is gone. He has passed on. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has begun his journey into the great known unknown. But we have jobs to do here on the Salem Radio Network, and one of them has to do with my favorite form of radio. I reached out to somebody I've been trying to get on this show for quite some time now. He's almost as hard as the president, but we got the president on the show. I mean, President Trump, and now we've got this individual who's written an incredible book. His name is Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer, F-15C fighter pilot, Space Force commander, and the author of an incredible work that I have been working my way through. It's not the kind of book I expected a fighter pilot to write. It is called Irresistible Revolution, Marxism's Goal of Conquest and the Unmaking of the American Military. Colonel Lohmeyer, welcome to America First.
Seb, thank you for having me on today.
And I have to say, I even missed that in my intro. The reason, we were going back and forth yesterday, said, well, I could come on your TV show, but I like a longer chance to discuss these issues. Let's do a long-form thing, which is my kind of radio. So we're going to steal you. We're going to talk about this as much as we can before our next guest. So first things first, you created a firestorm with the release of this book and then what you said in interviews afterwards. As a result, your position as a commander at Space Force was suspended. There was an Air Force investigation. Can you tell us, if you're allowed to, what your status is today as a member of the armed forces?
Happy to. First, I'll say that these are my views, as always, and not those of the Defense Department. You know, you mentioned Donald Rumsfeld in your opening remarks before you introduced me, and I'm reminded of the part of that quote that you did not quote, and there are things that we do not know that we do not know, and those are exceptionally dangerous threats. One of the reasons I decided to write a book, Irresistible Revolution, was because sometimes soundbite answers just don't cut it. And so before I get into my status, I just want to say that before I ever published a book, and it's not something that I've spoken much about in media forums, I did my diligence in trying to convey to the chain of command, using the internal mechanisms that were available to me as a commander, my concerns over the divisive nature of some of our diversity and inclusion trainings, specifically because they were rooted in critical race theory. After having discussed these concerns with my chain of command, I then filed a formal complaint with the Inspector General of the Space Force. It was after all of that, and seemingly in my perception to no avail, that I figured that soundbite answers just weren't good enough. There's plenty of things that we just don't know that we don't know. And nothing short of a book that would probably, likely, gain a lot of attention was actually going to help educate both the American people as to the threats that we're facing domestically, internally, to our Constitution and our way of life, but also to help service members and our senior leaders understand why it was that I perceived that these things were so dangerous. So, with that said, when I was fired on the 14th of May, about a month and a half ago, I was also informed that day that I'd be under investigation. There was a command-directed investigation that was to be opened. Fortunately, there's not much I can share with you about the status of any investigation because I've not had any communication that's come to me by way of informing me of the status of that investigation, but I'll say what I've read in the media. I've read in the media that that initial investigation, called a command-directed investigation, was terminated by the Department of the Air Force, and there was a new investigation that was opened by the Air Force Inspector General's office. But whether or not it's me or others and or others that are under investigation, I can't say because I've never had any of that communicated to me in writing or verbally. And so right now my status is an active duty lieutenant colonel in the Space Force, currently on personal leave as I await further word on where things stand at the moment. And I counsel with my attorney and forge each day and week ahead and do shows like this with you.
Well, we are very, very grateful. We have been working hard to get you on this show. And first things first, thank you for your service. You are a rare breed. I've worked with the U.S. military since September the 11th, proud to have been a civilian DOD instructor at the National Defense University, working with Fort Bragg, with the Marines, the Marine Corps University. And I found the rare combination of a true operator like yourself who can also do the big analytical thinking, and your book truly demonstrates that. The book is Irresistible Revolution. It was sold out when this individual came to prominence in the media. You've got to read it. So first things first, we're going to walk through the issues. Let me ask you, how many years do you have in?
I've got 15 and a half years in.
Okay, 15 and a half years in. And as a person who has risen to the rank of lieutenant colonel, who is at one of the sexiest, coolest things in the U.S. military, which is Space Force, can you just tell us in this first segment why you wrote the book that you wrote? What was the real motivation for you to sit down after you tried through your train of command? What is it that you had to share with your fellow Americans?
A warning. The overarching reason I wrote a book is for a warning. I am by no means an expert. I take that title very seriously. There are a few experts here and there in various fields, but I am a student of history. The Defense Department sent me to what some people consider the Defense Department's premier strategy school, the School of Advanced Air and Space Studies. And as a part of that course, you study air power history, irregular warfare, civil war. And as a part of our Cold War period air power history courses, I took a little bit of extra time and paid extra attention studying Marxism and communist revolutions. Have you still got me, Seb?
Yeah, we got you. Keep talking. Keep talking. The picture's frozen, but that's fine. Keep talking. We're good. Are you there, Matthew? Oh.
Have you still got me?
Yeah, keep talking. We're good. Keep talking.
All right.
Yeah.
As a part of that strategy school, I had studied Marxist history, beginning with Marx and Engels' Communist Manifesto from 1848. And when I first studied that and saw in section one of the manifesto what you can recognize as what's called the oppressor versus oppressed narrative of human history. A whole bunch of stuff that was taking place in our country began to become exceptionally clear to me. And I began to piece together a lot of the what I'll call militant impulse that was manifesting in society as time went on. And there's a victimhood ideology. There's constantly an effort by some individuals who have an agenda to pit groups of people against one another as victims or oppressed groups and oppressor groups. And we've seen very clearly over the past calendar year who the oppressor group is labeled to be and who the oppressed groups are labeled to be. And right now, under the auspices of diversity and inclusion training, as well as critical race theory and other narratives of American history that have been parading about throughout the country and showing up in our education system, all of those narratives seek to divide the American people by pitting people against one another into racial groups.
Yeah, it is.
It's the white versus the black. It's the.
It used to be class, division by class. Now it's division by race, by skin color. We've only begun to scratch the surface. We're going to go deep dive on what's happening inside the U.S. military and why this man took the courageous step of writing the book Irresistible Revolution. Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer. Follow him right now. Matthew Lohmeyer on Twitter. That's Lohmeier. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Relief Factor. If you're in daily pain and have found relief nowhere else, you must try this 100% drug-free product that has liberated tens of thousands of Americans from their daily pain, me included. I had a lower back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor. 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free more than 2.5 years later. But it's not just me. It's people from California. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Did you hear that? Pain-free! That could be you. That should be you. Find out today. Order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What else have you got to lose? Accept the pain. Do it today. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
I never used to think of myself as a prepper until last year. After seeing how stores got wiped out of basic necessities, I started to think a little bit differently. Recently, I bought a house, and the previous owner, an Iraqi vet, left behind some emergency food, and I was so excited, but it was out of date. So I'm so thankful that I've discovered My Patriot Supply. Not only is their food scrumptious, their meals are packed with 2,000 calories and last up to 25 years. So my family and I are prepared for whatever happens next. Whether it's viruses from a Chinese lab, cyber attacks, natural disasters, or just general economic instability, planning ahead makes more sense now than ever. Don't wait until the next disaster. Make a plan today. Go to preparewithgorka.com and save $50 on the 4-week emergency food kit. It's a fabulous deal. They're the very best. 40,000 4- and 5-star reviews. Do it today. Have a plan. Never be in a position when you can't prepare for the unexpected and feed your family. Go today to preparewithgorka.com. That's preparewithgorka.com. We are back with Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer of Space Force, as was the author of irresistible revolution, Marxism's goal of conquest, and the unmaking of the American military. Matthew, I spent 5.5 years teaching at National Defense University, then another 2.5 years at the Marine Corps University, and I witnessed 10 years ago the beginnings of this change in military culture, not at the ranks of most of the people I dealt with who were majors or captains, but it was colonels and above. I saw this insertion, this intrusion of political correctness, this idea that they had to say what they believed their political masters wanted to hear. Can you talk to us about your experience? You said this you went up the chain of command, you were disturbed by what you saw, there was no response, that's why you wrote the book. In your 15-year career, what's the timeline? Did things get really insanely bad in the last 2 years, 5 years, 6 months? When did you wake up and say, hang on, this is not good?
Well, like I said earlier, I've been in for over 15 years. The first 14 years of my career, I was in the Air Force, was in the flying community, and then came into the Space Force. Every unit that I've ever been in, all of my professional interactions with people during the preponderance of my career have been highly professional, not politicized. We focus on a mission that unifies us. We wear the same uniform and we go out and do our job every day. And when I noticed personally these things really rapidly beginning to change was in the past calendar year, but specifically in the aftermath of George Floyd's death. What you saw in broader society in the form of social justice activism pouring into the streets, the disruption of civil liberties, for example, and the dialogue, if you want to call it that, that ensued in the aftermath is the very thing that I saw just spill over into active duty military units. Now, I'll be clear that every unit is different. Every leader is different. Every base is different. But that's when I was really keen on seeing this happen. Now, I've been in academia for the past 2 years. And so what I'm able to share is simply one man's perception of when this is. I left academia in June of last year and came out to my current base and have had these experiences. But it's my sense that the seeds are planted long ago. This is a subversive agenda. It takes decades to completely unfold. But once the seeds and the soil are properly prepared, then all it takes is the right amount of sunlight and watering and nurture and the right circumstance or crisis to capitalize on for the revolution to get underway, which, as Marx and Engels say in the Communist Manifesto, up until a certain point, is a veiled civil war or a veiled revolution. And they hope to unmask it and make it an unveiled civil war, to go from a cold civil war to an actual civil war. And so I'm seeing the beginnings of that in this country, in my own personal view, in the past calendar year.
And given the fact that you're the only serving officer who's written a book of this ilk, I know this is hard to answer, but are there other Matthew Lohmeyers, or are there at least people who whisper and say, good for you, Matthew? What has been the response from the rest of your colleagues in uniform to what you've done?
Like I said earlier, I've not heard from my chain of command either before or after writing the book, specifically about the book, about my podcasts. So I can't tell you what their views on these issues are, other than that I've been held accountable for being allegedly politically partisan. But what I can say is that I've been relieved of command. I've had countless service members from across all branches of the military reaching out to me via my website, MatthewLohmeyer.com, as well as by email. Some of them happen to get my personal phone number or email address somehow, but I get emails personally. I get emails on my work email nearly every day of the week, it seems, with people doing precisely what you've said. They thank you. Thank you. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're saying. Some of them express fear. Some of them say, I wish I could speak up about this, but I just can't, you know, whatever their reasons happen to be. But it's my sense that if there's any time in American history to not be a coward, it's right now.
Wow. That's a line. If there's any ever a time in American history not to be a coward, It's right now. Absolutely. Matthew, I'm convinced of the fact that the issue, at least when I witnessed it inside the DOD, it was 05, 06 and above that we had real problems. When you see political correctness, is there any particular line above which it's worse, or is it pervasive? Is it a top-down function that you've seen this indoctrination, or is it everywhere?
Again, I can only share my personal sense. There will clearly be those that disagree with me. I've heard others assert certain things that above a certain line, let's say once you get into the general officer ranks, for example, there's an unhealthy emphasis on politics, etc. These are not my words. These are the words of others that causes people to not be able to speak boldly about some of these issues, let's say, that we're facing at the moment. My perception is that up and down the chain of command, from the highest levels of leadership all the way down to the lowest ranking airman or guardian in our services, we've truly got exceptional people in every position of every rank who care a great deal about their country, who are interested in taking very seriously the obligation to defend the Constitution that they've taken, that they're willing to lay their life on the line for, potentially. It's my sense that we've got many, many good people at all ranks and levels. However, it's also true that we've got people who are subject to the impulse of political correctness, progressivism, the woke culture, the cancel culture of all ranks, most likely. And so in saying that, I'm not pinning down any individual, certainly not anyone in my chain of command. Of course, I cannot and I won't. Criticize those in my chain of command or elected officials, but what I see at all ranks indicates to me that people have different beliefs. They're uniquely situated. Some are courageous and some are cowards.
But we need more of the former now more than ever. MatthewLohmeyer.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka, back with the Colonel after these messages.
First of all, on the issue of critical race theory, et cetera, I'll obviously have to get much smarter on whatever the theory is.
Stunning, absolutely stunning testimony from the most senior military individual in the United States. That is General Mark Milley saying, obviously, I'll have to get more smarter on critical race theory. I've got a book I can recommend to him, especially since he seems to be oblivious to the fact that West Point, the most prestigious military academy in the world, yes, Sandhurst is cool, but West Point has better name recognition, I admit, is teaching CRT. Maybe a book we can send to General Milley is Irresistible Revolution by our very special guest, Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer of Space Force, as was subtitled Marxism's Goal of Conquest and the Unmaking of the American Military. I've read it. You must read it to understand what's going on in this nation of ours. Colonel Lohmeyer, his website is up there on the screen, MatthewLohmeyer.com. That's LOHMEIER, MatthewLohmeyer.com. You're very explicit, and I said this in the break to our viewers, and I'm going to say it in front of our millions of listeners right now. I eat and drink this stuff, okay? As a child of those who escaped communist dictatorship, my father, from an actual communist political prison, I've read this stuff from 1848, the Manifesto, Das Kapital, you name it. Your book shocked me because you're an operator. You're a fighter pilot. You're a trainer of our Air Force, but the book is so cautiously written in a good way. It's professional. It is backed up. It is solid. But to all of those who are unaware of what you've experienced, please explain why you actually focus the center of gravity on Marxism as the problem for things like CRT. Explain.
Okay. So one of the things that the reader will recognize if they happen to get through my book is that I spend four chapters getting through both America's founding philosophy, but also, to your point, Marxist ideology for two chapters before I ever get into, I think it's in maybe chapter five of my book, critical race theory, the critical school of thought, which is almost a century old, because you can't understand critical race theory properly without understanding its predecessors like critical theory, which are rooted in Marxist ideology. Again, soundbite answers don't suffice. And so you have to trace through centuries worth of ideology to get finally to Herbert Marcuse and other founders of there are Frankfurt School Marxists that flee the Third Reich in Germany in the 1930s. They come to the United States. They found critical theory. And it's essentially the incessant criticism of all things Western tradition, Western values, and it morphs over time into various manifestations. But its most recent manifestation is critical race theory, which is, interestingly, its most political manifestation, most politically weaponized manifestation. And like you said earlier, whereas Marxism earlier was about economic stratification of groups of people into classes, critical race theory stratifies people into groups based on their race identities, and then it demonizes the oppressor class, which happens to be the white race. And so I want to share, if I've got just a minute, I want to share a couple of things from a book that's getting a lot of attention at the moment. It's Ibram Kendi's How to Be an Anti-Racist. That book's on the Navy's recommended reading list.
Yes.
Just a couple of days ago, I was on Newsmax with Rob Schmidt, and I only had a chance to read one of two quotes from Ibram Kendi's introduction to that book that gives someone a peek behind the veil at what it is that he's trying to accomplish there. I'll only recapitulate the first of those quotes, which
okay.
I got out on Newsmax.
I don't want to steal your thunder. I want you to read as many of them as you deem important. So the next segment gives us a lot
okay.
of time. This is, of course, absolutely disastrous that this individual who thinks AIDS was invented to attack the black population, who thinks capitalism must be destroyed, his book, Kendi's book, is on the CNO's list of recommended readings, is absolutely an outrage. And we'll find out why next here on America First with Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer. Go to MatthewLohmeyer.com and get his book today, Irresistible Revolution. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Now is the time to save yourself some big money each month. And it's so easy to do. You've just got to refinance your mortgage. And do it now before rates get any higher. I mean it. The rates we're seeing now really can make a significant difference to your budget, making today the time to call American Financing, America's home for home loans. Take advantage of a free mortgage review and see if you can save hundreds, maybe even $1,000 a month. There's no obligation, no upfront or hidden fees, just a simple conversation around ways you and your family can save. So what are you waiting for? Call 855-581 5828. That's 855-581-5828 or visit AmericanFinancing.net. American Financing, NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Do it today and see how much money they can save you. America's home for home loans. Go today to AmericanFinancing.net. That's AmericanFinancing.net. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Don't touch that dial.
Knee deep in the swamp. First place in your hearts. America First with Dr. G.
How good is Mike Lindell's My Pillow? I can talk to you about my experience. I'll tell you the only thing you need to know. Mr. G, Jeff, the producer, travels with a My Pillow And you know how tough he is. Find out for yourself. Get one of Mike Lindell's pillows. He's only sold 51 million of them. He's a truth teller to a great patriot. They're trying to cancel him. 24 corporations boycotting his products. Go straight to the source. Use my name and Mike will give you up to 66% off his line of more than 100 amazing products. Do it today. Just treat yourself. Treat someone who you love. Who deserves it? Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. But you've got to use the promo code G-O-R-K-A. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code Gorka. We are back with Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer, formerly of Space Force, the author of Irresistible Revolution, Marxism's Goal of Conquest, and the Unmaking of the American Military. Go to his website right now, MatthewLohmeyer.com. That's L-O-H-M-E-I-E-R. He was on Newsmax with our colleagues. He wanted to share evidence of why critical race theory and what the American military is being taught is so bad. And you discuss this book, How to Be an Anti-Racist, by Ibrahim Kendi, that is on, incredibly, the most senior naval officer's reading list, Admiral Mike Gilday, who seems to have no problem with that. Tell us why this is a book that is, to use the language of the left, problematic.
Yeah, I wanted to make the point on Newsmax the other night, only had a chance to make half of it, just how it is that critical race theory manifests in tactics, in method. And so there's a couple of great examples. If you spend 5 minutes reading just the introduction to Ibram Kendi's book, How to Be an Anti-Racist, you'll see first an attack on the U.S. Constitution where he first addresses definitions of colorblindness. Now, you'll remember Martin Luther King Jr.'s dream of colorblindness for this country. Ibram Kendi attacks and says it's just a mask for racism. And he says that we have a colorblind or racist constitution for a white supremacist America. That's the first point I want to make, which is absolutely absurd and incompatible with our service members' oath to support and defend the Constitution if they want to believe that kind of garbage. The second thing is that Kendi mentions in the book is that if you consider yourself not racist, then you are like the Trumps. This is a direct quote, not my words. Like the Trumps and other white supremacists in the world. I'm going to repeat that. If you consider yourself not racist, then you are like the Trumps and the other white supremacists in the world. And mind you, this book was published when he was the commander-in-chief, and it was being recommended and showing up at bases while he was the commander-in-chief. Absolutely politicizing.
Let me just stop there, because this, and we'll give you the third point as well. So this is from the book the CNO recommended.
Those are direct quotes.
From the introduction, from the Chief of Naval Operations, a book which talks about the 45th president, the then commander-in-chief, as a white supremacist. I'm correct, right?
I'll give you the direct quote one more time. The Trumps and other white supremacists of the world. Yep, that's right.
Incredible. Did you have one more quote you wanted to share?
Well, the point that I want to make, now again, me pointing this out, we've been encouraged to read the book, so I'll happily post quotes online and talk on talk shows about what's in the book so that we can all learn. The book is divisive because critical race theory was intended to be divisive. It was deliberately crafted, its language, its vocabulary, its tenets, by Marxist revolutionaries. Okay, so it was intended to be divisive. It destroys morale in our armed forces.
This is exactly what I wanted to ask you. You're reading my mind, Colonel Lohmeyer. What have you witnessed when it comes to morale when you are being told or you're being encouraged to ingest materials that say a certain skin color is bad, a certain skin color are always victims? Have you witnessed a tangible effect on morale?
Yes, I have. I'm going to say it this way, just for the sake of time. It's a lose-lose scenario for the Defense Department to be teaching this stuff to its service members, because on the one hand, if you buy into it and you believe it, then you're going to potentially lose your desire to serve, swear an oath to lay down your life to defend the Constitution, which is a colorblind racist document for a white supremacist society. And if, on the other hand, you disagree with this ideology, you are probably lean conservative, let's say, in your politics. And frankly, I don't care what people's politics are. If you disagree with the ideology, and there are leftists and rightists that disagree with this ideology, by the way, in academia, then you're also going to be losing your desire to serve in the armed forces potentially, because this isn't what you signed up for. You signed up to do a mission to defend the American people and our allies against our real threats in the world, like, say, China or Russia.
Right. So you've analyzed our enemies. You've studied them. You've gone to one of the most elite war colleges in the United States. What do you impute is the enemy response to what's happening with our U.S. military? What could they be thinking in the People's Liberation Army of China, in the Russian Federation, in Iran? I presume they welcome CRT.
I presume that they're happy to watch what we're doing to ourselves right now. That's my personal view. If I was Xi Jinping and I watched on the news everything we're talking about and spending all of our time and energy arguing about, I'd be pretty pleased, because yeah, it's a total, absolute distraction from the things that we should be focused on, which is preparing to fight and win the nation's wars if called upon to do so against our real threats in the world.
Yeah. As opposed to the chief of naval operations, whose job should be to make sure of one thing: our Navy, our Marines are capable of defeating all America's enemies. Instead, he's propagating bigoted, racist theories from people like Ibrahim Kendi, who think that the former commander-in-chief is a white supremacist. We are getting to the truth of the matter with the author of an incredible book called Irresistible Revolution. Follow him right now on Twitter, Matthew Lohmeier. Matthew Lohmeier, that is Lohmeier. He deserves far more followers than he has. Matthew Lohmeier, Lohmeier. Back with Colonel Lohmeier momentarily. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, broadcasting to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
He is smart, he is tough, he's like an encyclopedia that can kick your butt. Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Thank you, Ray from Livermore, one of our great callers and listeners. Two quotes to close the show as we return to Colonel Lohmeier. Thank you for taking the time. One is from the bigot and racist Ibrahim Kendi. The only remedy to past discrimination is present discrimination. The only remedy to present discrimination is future discrimination. That's Ibrahim Kendi, How to Be an Anti-Racist. Here's another person, called the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. That's at the top of Colonel Lohmeier's Twitter feed. Follow him right now, Matthew Lohmeier. Colonel Lohmeier, you are a brave man. For many reasons, not just because you wear the cloth of the Republic and have taken an oath to protect us from all enemies, foreign and domestic, but because of the stand you've taken in the last few months. We've got just a couple of minutes left. I would like you to use this opportunity, talking to millions of Americans across the nation, military as well, across the world as well. What is your message to those who think this isn't a big deal, or who feel cowed and intimidated? What do you say to them?
There are a lot of people who don't like what they're hearing recently in the news about these issues, and understandably so. There are organizations, grassroots organizations, that have been created to fight this very thing, who can help you understand how to get involved. And one such organization is a group of retired military officers who have formed a group, a nonprofit organization and a nonpartisan organization called STARS, STARRS. And their website is stars.us, stars with two R's. And there are people, active duty and retired, that are joining STARS to help fight against critical race theory in our armed forces. And I'm grateful for the work that they do. The other thing that I think I'd like to say is that this is controversial. Do I have one more minute left?
You have 70 seconds.
All right, good. Anytime you say something like what I'm about to say, I'm sure it can be abused and misused, so I'll be very careful in how I say it. I've never read Hitler's Mein Kampf, but I've picked it up recently in the past week because I'm interested in learning everything I can about history. After spending just a day with his Mein Kampf, the spirit and essence of his race hatred that shows up in that book, a set of two books, is very similar to what I'm seeing show up in How to Be an Anti-Racist. And you know the outcomes of this kind of racism. When you demonize groups of people, not because of what they've done, but because of who they are, and now in our society, because of their race, accidental genetic inheritance, let's say, you set yourselves up for trouble. If we don't abandon this path and come to unity, we will remain divided. And that's the kind of path that leads to trouble and violence.
Fascism and communism are kissing cousins. The collective guilt that Hitler used to exterminate 6 million is what CRT is based on. God bless you. Go to stars.us with two R's. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.